Well, welcome back to Lifeway. Glenn is out. He is picking up the ladies from retreat and taking them. They should be at New Life right now. So be praying for those ladies and safe travel because Glenn is driving. So anyway, if you've ever driven with him, but I'm sure they'll make it. I am so glad that we're in our second sermon in Simplified Life. And this has been an eye-opener for me. Because this is what I needed in my season of life right now. And I wish I had, I wish I took a better look at my schedule when I first got here or when I first got out of seminary because it matters. I just want to tell you, last week we talked about being exhausted. You know, there's three words that in our, in here at Lifeway, we're talking about restarting or relaunching Lifeway. And there's three words that we need to take out of this place: is overwhelmed, overscheduled, and exhausted. And last week we looked at exhausted. And we talked about how dangerous it is to live our lives down here on empty, right? You know, on empty is dangerous. We're on the edge. We say things and we do things that we don't mean when we're on the empty level, because we're not putting the things in our lives that we should be. Or we're allowing things into our lives that shouldn't be in our lives, and it just drains us out, okay? Or I'm going to just say not things, but it smells like pickles. Okay, so not just things, but just, you know, allowing people in our lives that just drain energy and time from us. You know what I'm saying? And so we live on empty a lot. And I don't know too many people that are just filled. Now, I know people who look like they're filled. You know, I've been around people who are just like all about God. I think Glenn mentioned that last week. They're just praising God, and that is cool, you know. But there's not too many people that are completely filled with God's Spirit. You know, a lot of times, most of us, we're probably in the middle or probably down towards the end. I don't know. Maybe I'm saying that because that's where I am a lot of times too. But what today we're looking at our schedules, because what we do with our personal schedule, what we do with our schedule determines on how empty or full we're going to be. You see, when I say that Christians should be concerned a lot more about time, what do you think about that? You probably wanted a more spiritual sermon this morning, right? Instead of talking about our schedules. I could have listened to YouTube. But see, even Christ Jesus was concerned about his schedule. If you go and look in the books, in the book of when he fed the 4,000, the multitudes, the 4,000 people, then he fed the 5,000 people. He fed them and they were all coming, they were oppressing him. There was a time when he got on his boat and he pushed off into the Sea of Galilee to get away from the multitudes. Go read it. He got away. And the Bible says that he got in the boat and went out to the sea for one reason, is to get away from the people. And so he was concerned about his schedule. He was concerned about what he did in his downtime. And what he did is that he got in his boat and went out to the sea. And the Bible says he prayed. He talked to his Father. A lot of times in my downtime, I don't do that enough. I just sit back and I just relax. Or if a football game's on, I'll watch that, or, you know, jump on the computer. You know, a lot of times we just sit back. We don't even think about opening our Bible and being filled with God's Spirit. Let me ask you this question. How would your daily schedule be different if God were in charge of it? If God were in charge of your schedule, how would it be different? For some of you, you'll be like, well, you know, I guess if God were in charge of it, he'll want me here in church on Sunday and part of a small group on Monday. Tuesday, be a part of another small group. Wednesday, volunteer in a ministry. Thursday, no. That was my life for a period of time. There was, for first service, and I won't do it this service here, but for first service, I kind of showed them what my schedule looked like. when the busiest time of my life where I felt like I was so empty, I was on the edge. And so I was here at church, and then Sunday nights we'll have high school youth. Monday night we had small group. Tuesday night was grace. Wednesday night was junior high. Thursday night was something, either a meeting or maybe our grace core meeting, maybe a football game. Friday was always something, and we use Thursdays and Fridays. We do photography, so we're out at the football games. And then Saturdays, a lot of times Saturday mornings at this point of time in my life, I was working Saturday mornings. And then I found myself Saturday evening, that was like I would have to make time for family. I was like, that was the only time I could had some free time. And before that, that was right after seminary. But before that, when Nick and Lainey Nick and Elena were a lot younger, Nick would play football and baseball, and I would coach and I would umpire, and then I would just kind of like fit in some time for small group. I find myself like, well, I could fit a little God in right here. You know what I'm saying? Or I could fit. So how many of you write your schedules down? How many of you have a written, raise your hand high. Do you have a schedule on your phone or written down someplace? On your phone or written down? Really? The rest of y'all don't have a schedule at all? Like if your kids are involved in sports, you don't have a schedule on your phone? You do? Okay, all right. I hope you do. I mean, how else do we operate? I have to have a schedule. I have to know where I'm at. Now, my wife, she's not here. She's on the Grace Retreat return. And so I could talk about her. She doesn't operate on a schedule or a list. How many of you go shopping once a week and you buy for the whole week? Is that you? Okay, are you the type of person that you have your meals already planned out? Monday I'm going to make lasagna. Tuesday I'm going to make, tell me when you make lasagna. I love lasagna. But Monday I'm going to make this. Tuesday I'm going to make this. Wednesday, you have it, right? And does it ever change? Sometimes. But for the most part, we're sticking to it, you know? You hate it when your son comes home and says, man, we ate hamburgers at school today. Or I ate a hamburger for lunch. And, well, I had one mom say, well, too bad. We're eating hamburgers again because I'm not changing. That's how strict she was. She was a visitor there in first service. That's what we're doing. Now, my wife, we could sit around, and in a matter of 30 minutes, our meal plans are going to change like 5-6 times. You know, Kim will go to, and it drives me nuts, Kim will go to HEB probably about maybe 3-4 times a week. You know, and I'm like, wow. So when I go with her, and she hates it, she's looking at what are we going to eat? She goes, I don't know. You come to the store and not know what you're going to buy. That's dangerous. Or you shop when you're hungry. That's even worse. So when you walk into HEB, I said, where's your list? And she says, if you don't shut up, you need to go to the car. Because I'm like, where's your list? You know, I want to, we should have went through all the cabinets and wrote the stuff down we need and then go to HEB, right? I want her to be like, just like me. It would be, life would be so much better, right? No. So that's not going to work. We tried writing the list down. I think we meet in the middle, you know, and so anyway. I get my own shopping cart, and I make my own list of what I want to eat, I guess. But then I have to cook it. So anyway, so we all have a schedule. But we need to be concerned about time. We need to be more organized and more deliberate what we put in our bucket. How many of you were here last week? We talked about the stuff we put in our bucket, right? We talked about the things that cause us to be so exhausted in life. Our schedules. What is your current schedule? Is your current schedule working for you? If you don't have a schedule and you got a pen and paper, jot something down that you know. Jot a little schedule down. Feel free to. You know, Sunday mornings, I hope you're all here, but I hope that there's no dilemma. That says church, by the way. Church Sunday morning, that without a shadow of doubt, no one's asking. On my schedule, there's got to be church. And so just pretend I didn't write that. Let me go back. So what I had to do in my schedule, in my life, is I had to reevaluate my schedule. I'm not going to, for time's sake, I kind of went over first service, so I put my whole schedule up here, and it was like cluttered. How many of your schedule, how many of you still have the handwritten calendars? Like, you know, like the big planners you buy at Walmart? They still, I was surprised they still sold those. So, you know, they're like, and you, anyway, they're like those big coffee table Bibles that when they first came out. So you write your schedule down, and it becomes so cluttered, right? Like, you have all these things written down. I've seen Keisha's calendar. It's like that on her desk. It's like, what is that? So you're trying to figure out what's going on at church today on Keisha's calendar, you know, because everything's so jumbled up. Our life can become the same thing, and what I had to do is had to wipe my schedule off. Let me start over, because my schedule's not working for me. Because I'm going to bed empty. I'm always on the edge. And what I'm pouring in my bucket is the things that I do each and every day, each and every week, and it's leaving me empty and dry. And my time, the time that I was spending wasn't working. I had to reevaluate. There were things that pulled me away from the things, not from God really, but from the things that God wanted me to do. And this was me personally. Now, let me just say this. Coming to church and saying yes to every church event is not going to get you any closer to God if you're not taking care of your family. Listen to that very closely, because Glenn could yell at me next week. You're telling people to say no to volunteer? No, I'm not telling you to say no. I'm just saying be careful about saying yes to every single thing. You see, I had youth group here. I had small group here, and Tuesday nights we had a meeting at the time, or some advisor meeting, grace meeting, junior high Bible study. I just went over it with you. It was every single night, and it was pulling me away from the family, from the people that God put before me to lead. Does that make sense? It was told to me that I was taking care of other people before I take care of my own family. And that just broke my heart. Think about that. I want you to take a look at your schedule. I told you a little bit about mine. I'm being a little transparent up here with you. Take a look at your schedule. Maybe it's your work schedule. How we constantly give in to those extra hours and that extra time. And I know money, we got it. I mean, yeah, money, it's jobs are hard to come by, and we got to work. But sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes we fill our schedules with practice and going here and going there. We fill our schedules with all these different activities that don't even have anything to do with work. I understand we got to work. We got to make money. We got to have a job. So that pulls us away. But the time that we do have outside of work, we even allow other stuff to come in that pulls us away from God and our families and our kids, our husbands and wives. And so what I had to do was wipe my schedule clean. Here's what's important. As a Christian, you must believe that living the life God wants you to have starts with arranging or rearranging your calendar. That's important. Ephesians chapter 5, starting with verse 15. It says, therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise. Look at this. Making the most of your time. Making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of God is. And the way that we don't become foolish is by rearranging our calendar and making the most of our time that we have. We'll never get back the time that we have right now with our kids, with our families, with our spouse. You never will get that season of life back again. And it's so important that our families see us adults making smart decisions with our schedules. Because as adults, our schedules affect what our kids are going to be doing 15, 20 years from now. In other words, if they see that there's no, without a shadow of doubt, like the Bible said in the Old Testament, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Without a shadow of doubt, we are going to be faithful to God and be faithful in our ministries. Guess what? Kids will see that. They will see that in 15, 20 years later. They may not have the desire right now, but they're going to look back at what mom and dad did with their schedule. They're going to look back. I want to show you the same verse, but in the message from the Message Bible. The Message Bible is just another version of the Bible. I don't really use it a lot up here, but it's a very loose translation, and so it kind of gives you some. It just gives you a different feel and outlook on the verse. Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17 through the Message Bible. It says, so watch your step. Use your head. Make the most of every chance you get. Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly, but make sure you understand what the Master wants. Think about that. Make sure you understand what the Master wants for your life and your family's life. We're thinking about restarting, relaunching life. We're not thinking about it. We are. We're in the process of making small changes, right? But thinking about the different things we have to do Lifeway, to do church differently, right? In order for us to have a healthy church, we need healthy families. And it starts at home. It starts with us taking those 15 to 20 minutes every morning. So if you write down your schedule, and I hope that maybe somebody in here is doing that go ahead and write down your schedule. You say on Mondays, I go to work, and I have to be there, let's say, at 8 o'clock a.m. I get up at 6. Maybe you need to carve some time. Let's say 5:30. Whoa, that's early. For some of us, that's early. 5:30, I'm going to have some, I know it's kind of small, sorry. I'm going to have some quiet time. I'm going to start something new. I'm going to purposely reevaluate my schedule, and I'm going to purposely put something down, and I'm going to stick to it. I'm not going to just say, I'm going to try it, and then you don't hold yourself accountable, and you don't do it. There's something dangerously special about when you write something down on a schedule, and then you live it out. You fulfill that. And you say, and you do this Monday through Friday. You try that out. For some of us, that may be hard. I know one of the things that I wanted to do in my life here right now, when I'm reevaluating my schedule, and I had to wipe my schedule clean, is without a shadow of doubt, I know that church. Looks like torch. All right, there you go. So church was right there without a shadow of doubt. We know. My kids are up and say, hey, what time are we leaving? You know what I'm saying? And then youth. That's important. Now, of course, I lead the youth. I'm going to say that's important. But even as a parent, if, say, my kids need to be here at youth group, let me ask you this question. What do you want to become in the next season of your life? What do you want to become in the next season of your life? What do you want your kids to become? What do you want your family to become in the next season of their life? Because this is important. Just like coming to church is important. You see, when you wipe your schedule out, you have to write down the things. What do you want to become? You got to ask yourself that. What do you want to become in the next season of your life? And you may say, hey, you know, it's important for me to have a closer relationship with God. And it's important for me that my kids have a closer relationship with God and know how to serve and be a part of that. Guess what? Then these things are important. Those things are important to write down from the very beginning. So, just like your quiet time right here on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, that's your time. When I was in the busiest part of my life, where I felt empty inside, I didn't have this going on in my life. I was running from meeting to meeting to meeting, from work to here to there, chasing kids, taking kids, doing this, doing that. And it just burned me out, and it tired me out to the point where I was left empty. And I had to refocus and rearrange some things in my life. You see, we get tripped up or we get ambushed by the things that are in, you know, is it good for our kids to be involved? Yes, it's good for your kids. Is it good for me to be involved in certain activities? Yes, you know. But in the big scope of things, does it fit under the question you just asked yourself? What do you want to become in the next season of your life? Because if it doesn't match up, then it doesn't need to be on your schedule right now. See, one of the things that I committed to, and I haven't really said much about it, but I've been doing a lot of walking, exercising. I mean, come on. I need to get healthy. I need to get in shape, you know. And so, you know, I went, Yolanda saw me at Walmart. Well, I said, hey, I'm going walking. She checked me out. I bought some headphones, you know. So I'm going to go walking. And I walked 8 miles this past week. And that's big for me. You know what I'm saying? And so, but there was a day this week that I didn't want to go. My daughter comes in and says, are we going walking? I said, I already walked. She got mad. She said, well, I thought I was going to go with you. She goes, well, where'd you walk to? I said, from my truck to this recliner. That's it. I've done my walking for the day. And she goes, Dad, you said we were going to go walking. And I said, you know what? You're right. I put my tennis shoes on. That's when I went and bought the headphones, okay? And we came back and we went walking. She was my accountability partner that day. Let me tell you something. I am committed. See, it's not just about church stuff I'm talking about. What do you want to become in the next season? Me? I want to become healthier. My wife is about to have our fourth child, and my family. My dad passed away at the age of 49. My uncle passed away at the age of 55. And I got another uncle who's not doing well at all, and he's only 60. I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm like 30-something. I'm 37. And I'm about to have a baby. I want to be healthy. When the doctor said, man, look at your... He was blunt, basically said, just look at yourself. You're not very healthy. You're not setting a good example for your kids. That's what the doctor told me. And I've walked out feeling empty. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Let me tell you guys, it's important to me. So this week, guess what I blocked in? This past week, walking. Walking. In the evenings, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I haven't found the time on Thursday and Friday yet. I may have to do it. I'm still trying to revamp my schedule to fit some exercise in. It was funny. I was walking, you know, I just live over here in this neighborhood on Live Oak Street. And so as I'm walking, I just zigzag through the streets. I go all the way to Esplanade and come back. Sterling lives on Hunt Street, and he saw me. And I'm walking, and I'm getting it, you know. And once this stops, you're not going to get it going again, all right? It's like I slowly start walking, and I get to the pace. I got like the run keeper and my headphones, and it tells me you're walking at a, you know, 16-minute pace. And I don't know if that's good or not, or anyway. So, and I want to keep that. I don't want to go down, you know, or go up. I don't want it to hit 17. And so I'm gone. I'm walking, and Sterling goes, hey, Haynes. And I just waved, and I said, can't talk. And I'm gone. Poor guy, he wanted to talk to me, and I said, no. There's going to be some times you got to say no in your life. There's going to be times when I was thrilled when I saw on Facebook, I saw a mom post a video up, say, here's what me and my kids did. We had family night on Monday nights at my home. Here's what we did. You know, it's okay. If you're in the middle of family time, if you're in the middle of dinner, and I've called Keisha several times when she says, what are you doing? Oh, I'm eating with my family. I feel really bad when that happens. And I will say, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll just call you later. Turn that phone off. Do what I did. I'll talk to you later. I can't right now. So it was funny. Someone tried calling me on my headphones. You know, my phone goes off while I was walking. And I can't talk while I'm walking. I'm like, what? I can't talk to you right now. You know? I mean, it's just like, it's crazy. You know? Got to say no. Especially on those date nights, right? Oh, I got some big trouble on a date night with my spouse. Can't you just put that phone down? Yep. You're out to dinner with your spouse with a phone in hand. And they see that more so often now. You know, the phone getting in the way of date night. But what do you want to become in the next season of your life? If it's a closer relationship with God, then it's here. I know tomorrow night, Martin Leskey, if you know Martin, you know where he lives, he's starting a new small group, a men's small group. And so what messes that up is I know I'm not involved in a small group. But although I'm a preacher, I'm just like y'all guys. I need some time with Jesus, right? And I need some time with other men. I mean, preparing a sermon isn't exactly quiet time for preachers. That's cheating, right? Well, I need some personal time, just reading time, being with other men. And so what I did was, man, I guess I'm going to have to go walking some other time, but I'm going to go walking. And I'm saying this out loud because y'all are more than welcome to hold me accountable. Just don't be mean about it, all right? But men's small group. You want to become closer to God, you need to join a small group. I know on Wednesdays there's women's small group. I know Tyler is meeting with men on Monday mornings for prayer time. And they meet early. But you know what? If you want some time up here on Mondays, what time do I meet? 6 o'clock? 6 o'clock in the morning. And you want to start your day off maybe with some coffee. And I don't know if he cooks breakfast or not. Okay, so I guess the no. And so, but maybe that will happen one day. I don't know. He says, who wants to volunteer? No. So, but Monday mornings, you start your week out, not just every day, just Monday morning with a group of men praying for your week. A women's small group. I know there's small groups throughout the week. Find a small group. Find a small group that you will connect. I talked to a lady last night, and I led this lady to Christ, and we talked. And so we're like, you know, we talk a lot. And so I said, how's it been? I haven't seen you in a while. And she says, man, it's been chaos. And she's been telling me everything. And I said, well, have you been to church? She says, no. I haven't been to church. Are you involved in small group Bible study? No. You know what she told me? I just feel what? Empty inside. You know why? Because it starts there. Let me tell you something, guys. I spent, when I first got here, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and some Thursday evenings up here at church, either talking about ministry or in some type of Bible study. And I still felt what? Because I was so busy. I was running from here to there, here to there. And there wasn't any spiritual, personal time for myself or with my family. That's why the qualifications of a pastor, one of them is that if you want to be a pastor or even for a deacon, is you got to be able to run your own home or to run your own family. How can you run your own how can you run a church or oversee a church if you can't oversee your family properly? And there's nothing more dangerous than someone empty. How many of you get home from work and you feel empty and you're on the edge? You're on the edge. You're so frustrated. You're on the edge and you're so frustrated with things. And sometimes what happens is family and wife or kids, sometimes they take the hit for your emptiness. You know what I'm saying? Your frustrations that happen. But guys, we got to, when we clear off our schedules, we got to purposely put down some things in our life that are going to help us. And so, and that takes some effort from you. There is power in words written out on a schedule, and when they're written out, maybe you want to become debt-free. That sounds, for some of us, be like, that's crazy. I can never see myself debt-free. How do you become debt-free? Well, have you heard of Dave Ramsey? How many of you heard of Dave Ramsey? Financial peace? Yeah. I love listening to Dave Ramsey. And when he talked about, man, you need to get out of debt, guys, you go take on those jobs and you get out of debt. You live on rice and beans, right? And beans and rice. For as long as it takes, and that's an easy shopping list there, but as long as it takes to get out of debt. And when I went to seminary, I took those values. I never went through FPU, Financial Peace University, but I read his book. It took some of those things, and Kim and I, we got out of debt. We did some things and realigned our schedule and our spending habits. So when I went to seminary, there was no debt. I was able to work a job, go full-time into school, and not feel pressured by the debt. And the Bible talks about being a slave to the lender. So maybe you want to get out of debt. That's going to purposely, you're going to have to, and this happened to our schedule. Kim and I, during that time, on Tuesdays for Kim, my family, we worked on the what? Budget. That's when we worked on the budget. We sat down on Tuesday nights and we talked. Did I spell that right? Okay. So people are looking at it like it's crazy. So I didn't know. But we worked on the budget. You mean you have to actually put it down on schedule? Yes. Kim, we're looking at our budget here because it took a while for us. How many of you have an actual budget? A budget. You raise your hand. It's okay to raise your hand in church. You got a budget, right? Wow. If you don't have a budget, go work on one. If you've never tried to, go start. You'll see how long it takes. Because it takes a long, it takes many weeks. And we met here on Tuesdays for months. Man, we acted like it was some corporate business meeting. No, it was just my family. We purposely had to put it down. You wouldn't believe how close Kim and I got during those times. If you ever worked on a budget with your spouse, there's a lot of fighting. So there's a lot of praying too, right? Maybe it's to become physically healthier. So you have to purposely write some times down when you're going to get fit and get healthy. What about a healthy marriage? Remember the question. What do you want to become? Or who do you want to become in the next season of your life? Maybe you want a healthier marriage. Guess what? You got to do some things. So, on Friday or Saturday, we have married people. I know next month, I don't know the exact date, but it's inside your bulletin. He remembers. When is it? November 15th? Oh, that's this month. Okay. Anyway, that's next weekend. Wow. Okay. So, date night next weekend. That's important. There was a season in our lives, in my life, we didn't have a date night. Listen, if you don't have a date night, your marriage is gonna struggle. Date nights are important. And Lifeway believes that in that. That's why we host childcare here, so you and your spouse can go on a date night and enjoy yourselves. Details are in the bulletin. I don't want to announce details, but details are in the bulletin. And get with Keisha. And then the first of next month, we're having a married people big event. That's when we have the married people event here. You see, if you want a healthy marriage in your life, if you want a healthy marriage, you got to put some things down in your calendar. There's nothing worse than an unhealthy marriage where both the man and wife are feeling empty. There's nothing worse than living that. And we got to be We have to spend some time putting some effort into our marriages. And I can go on and on in every aspect of our lives. But you know what? A healthy marriage, a healthy family is what Lifeway needs. We need healthy families. And it starts with our schedules. And what we put on our schedule will determine how full or how empty our buckets are. I want you to show your family you mean business. Show your family. This, for some of us, this is going to completely turn your family trees upside down. It did mine. See, I didn't grow up at church. I didn't grow up on the front pew of the church. I didn't grow up with a family that went to church. So I kind of, it's kind of like breaking off. You know, I love my family. I love the family tree. But I kind of just broke off and planted my own little shade tree for my kids and their kids. And now, from my side of the family, can sit under. Because I want my kids to understand that there's no doubt about it what we're going to do. Monday nights are family nights. There's no doubt that we're going to sit at the table and eat. That we're going to sit at the table and eat. Sometimes our kitchen tables turn into our office desk. There's no room. And when ours looked like that, it was chaotic. And we just had to swipe it clean and let's sit down and eat. TV off. And that was so weird because my kids weren't used to that. And it was so quiet. They didn't know how to talk to us. They would be eating with their head down, like looking up like he heard crickets chirping in the back. Oh, yeah. That would be some of our homes, but it's worth it. Take control of your schedule, guys, because your schedule will take control of you. And it will steal the life out of you and your family. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And what are all these things? And all these things will be added to you. All these things are the joy. And all these things are the promises that God has for you. It's not saying you seek God first and he's going to give you an abundance of earthly things. No, that's not what this is saying. All these things, if you go back and read this, it talks about the promises that God promises us as being faithful Christians. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Think about our families, how he wants to steal the time away we have with them. How he wants to kill the dreams that we have and steal and destroy our families. The thief comes to only steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life." And he could have put a period right there. He could have said, "may have life," and ended it right there. But he said, "but may have life and but have it what? Have it what? Abundantly." He wants you to have an abundant life. That's the promise that God has for you. And so we have to go look at our schedule or write one down. And this is including our teenagers. This is our teenagers. Teach them how to schedule and how to block in the important things that you want them to become. If you want your teenager to become, to have a heart to serve Jesus as they get older, then right now they got to be involved in things that are going to help them do that. To be involved with people that are going to pour into them and help them in their spiritual walk with Christ. It's so important. It ain't going to happen when they get out of high school. You think they're going to have any more time? No. Because this life sucks so much time out of us. If we don't watch it, it's gone. So revamping your personal schedule is huge. It could change your future. What do you want to become? What do you want your family to become? Are you willing to put forth some time? See, you probably didn't expect to come to church and talk about your schedule. There's nothing really spiritual about that, right? But there is. Dave Ramsey says, show me your checkbook and I can show you where your priorities are. Same thing with your schedule. Let me see if you showed God your schedule, not Lifeway, not me or Glenn, if God was in charge of your schedule, would it be any different? What would it look like? What would you have to X out or erase? And what would you put in your schedule to purposely allow God to speak into you and your families, your children, your grandchildren? I pray that the number one desire for all of us here in this room is that we become closer to God, that we have a heart to serve God. And I pray that's what you want for Lifeway, right? Don't you want to be a church that can reach outside these walls and bless people in Cuero? Don't you? And guess what? We got to align our schedule a little differently.